You're listening to SBS News.
My parents, they said it was tradition and how we do things. I don't want this and I don't know what to do about it.
The public awareness campaign against forced marriage has increased in recent years, with a specific law against it introduced in 2013. Jenny Stanger from the Salvation Army's Freedom Partnership to End Modern Slavery says the changes to legislation have prompted more at-risk people to come forward, with many disclosing their predicament to their school counsellor.
After 2013, we really started to see more referrals of these young people at risk of being taken overseas, perhaps on a family holiday, or, you know, being lured by a false story to go overseas and get married, and they didn't want to be married.
But despite the growing awareness, Labor's justice spokeswoman, Claire O'Neill, says it's a justice and support system that needs fixing.
The system that tries to protect these victims today is fundamentally broken. It's a system that is not preventing forced marriage from occurring. It's a system that is not bringing anyone to justice. We have never had a successful prosecution under our forced marriage laws federally. And it's a system that, because of the way the support structures work, is actually preventing victims from coming forward.
Partnering with support groups, Labor is promising to make changes if it wins the next federal election. Among the changes is a pledge to scrap requirements for potential victims to work with police in order to receive support. Laura Vidal from Good Shepherd Australia and New Zealand explains the conflict.
So what we know is that for the most part, the people who are facilitating or arranging marriages that are forced are people's families or their parents. And people do not want to report their parents to the police. And what they have said to me in the past is, I don't want to get my parents in trouble, I just don't want to get married.
It's an issue the Turnbull government is already looking into, with a one-year trial partially removing that inability to get help without police involvement. The opposition is also promising a multi-million dollar funding boost and civil protection orders to allow courts to intervene on behalf of adults at risk, something the government is also considering. Labor's Claire O'Neill explains the purpose of civil protection orders.
A person who is being threatened with forced marriage can go to a court and ask for the protection of the law to do things like simply allow that young person to continue to go to school or do anything that's deemed necessary to prevent the marriage from occurring.
In the 5 years since new laws were introduced, 232 allegations of forced marriage have been referred to federal police. Just two have progressed to prosecution, and so far none have resulted in conviction. Jennifer Byrne from Anti-Slavery Australia says the focus of measuring success should lie in prevention rather than prosecution.
The criminal law is a blunt instrument, and it has a place and it has an important role. But really, if we're seeing that these practices are being identified in communities, in parts of Australia, then a more nuanced and subtle approach would be to work in a grassroots way with communities.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.